Hey everyone, before we get into the episode, I just want to let you know that I have a custom link for Unapologetically Powerful, so you can still get the discount that they had at launch. So if you hear, you know, what Jen and JVB have to say and you want to pick it up, which I've checked it out, it is outstanding, you know, for men and women, trainers, or people that are just looking to, you know, get stronger. Check it out, and you can use the link in the show notes at thefitcast.com for this episode, and you'll get that discount that it launched at. Now it's at regular price for everyone else, but for the Fitcast listeners, it will be discounted. So you can check it out. Go to thefitcast.com, click on the show notes for this episode, and then you can pick it up for the discounted launch rate. Thanks, and hope you enjoy the show. Hello, welcome back to the FitCast. My name is Kevin Larrabee, and I have two outstanding guests this week. And I'm going to be real. I'm a little bit late to the party on this. By the time that you guys hear this, some stuff already went down. Some great information has already been out there. But if you missed it, if you haven't been on the internet for the last maybe week or two, I have two great guests, and it's a good excuse to always get great people on the show. And of course, first off, we have Jen Sinclair.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Jen. Awesome.
Great start.
And we also have on the first time on the show, Jennifer Blake. Jennifer.
Hi.
Who I will now, from here on out, call JVB to avoid confusion for people.
You want to get off to a really good start?
What's up?
Do you know what the V stands for?
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, can you pronounce her full name?
No.
Nobody can.
It's Vogelgesang.
Except for Jen. That was a good job.
I know. Thank you.
Is that German?
It is. It's my maiden name. And when I got married, I took it as my middle name. And it's German, and it means bird song.
Cool. I like that.
But it's impossible. Like, I have known her for how many years now? Four? And I am still like... Vogelgesang. I can do this. Like, I have to give myself a pep talk every time.
Yeah. It always made attendance, like roll calls on the first day of school. Really, really, really interesting.
Yeah. That's, you're that kid, huh?
Well, and that's why she's, kid. Yeah, that's why she's JVB now.
Yep.
Keeping it simple. You gotta get it under 140 characters, and I just don't think you can do that with the full name.
No. It has led to a wide variety of interesting nicknames.
Perfect. Germany is outstanding. The people of Germany are great. You seriously haven't been?
I have never been. And apparently there is a little village in Germany that is Vogelgesang. This little village is my name. And apparently that's where my family has originated from. But no, I've never been.
Oh, geez. It's basically just like America, but with more chocolate and
sausage
and people speak German mostly.
a beautiful sounding language, yes.
And you know, people, you know, can hear in the background, Jen Sinclair has also opened up a doggy daycare because you know, just got to pay the bills and you're traveling all the time and you got to cover all that travel cost, right?
So. You know, we're holed up downstairs so that nobody can hear the dogs. So that seems to be going really well so far, right? Yep.
Yeah. And I kind of set up this episode months in advance, and I was hoping we'd get some soundproofing and some really good, you know, that padding that goes on the wall of sound studios. For all my guests, I've just been mailing them the padding for their walls, but it hasn't gone up yet so soon.
Yeah, apparently we must be getting a package upstairs because that's when they go eight.
Oh, that's great, though. You know, that's good. It's good to know when the Amazon boxes show up. So
Amazon, definitely. Amazon Prime, to be specific.
Yeah, come on.
I know, don't play.
Who are you talking to?
Yeah, no rookie.
Okay, so we do have a really cool show lined up because you guys have put together just an outstanding package. It's always great when, you know, I can get people on the show, like right when this stuff is coming out so we can kind of talk about it. But Unapologetically Powerful, and I was worried about being able to say unapologetically because I feel like I would trip over that word a little bit. It's a little bit long for my mouth to say.
Yeah. But it's hard. I'm not gonna lie.
I'm always double checking that I'm spelling it right.
Well, you have to practice saying it. It's one of those words that you have to pace out unapologetically.
Well, it's just like I'm gonna trip over it.
Yeah.
Like there's gonna be some like marbles in my mouth or something. Let's start off with that because, you know, where did this originate? Where did you guys kind of get the idea to do this and to, you know, really start looking at another angle to help, you know, women and females with their fitness? Because this is more geared towards, you know, powerlifting and not necessarily like, yeah, let's go tone up and, you know, do some leg lifts and stuff.
Yeah, no, it's the opposite of a let's go tone up. I mean, that's obviously going to happen. Like, anytime you're lifting heavy weights regularly, like you're going to see like amazing aesthetic results.
Sure.
But this came about mostly because this was my own journey a little bit. Like I always thought I lifted. Like it turns out that when I started powerlifting, I got much, much stronger, which makes me feel like I didn't actually lift before. but when I started getting into powerlifting, I started looking around at the fitness marketplace, if you will. Mm-hmm. And I was like, there's like nothing, there are no like downloadable programs. There's mm-hmm. nothing for women that strictly focus on, hey, what can you do? Like, do you want to get stronger? Like, you know, do you want to get more athletic? Do you want to get, you know, fill in the blank? Absolutely everything involves losing fat. Like whether it's overt, like whether the whole program is like based around toned arms, toned legs, mm-hmm. buns of steel, pick a different body part, or whether the rest of the marketing was saturated with it. It was there. It was there in everything. And I got kind of curious, like, can we market a fitness program? Like, can we offer a fitness program without saying those things, without going down that road? Like, I know that women are interested in doing. I know that, like, we're not just interested in looking like. And so JVB did my programming for 3 out of the 4 powerlifting meets I ended up doing since I started a couple summers ago. And the programming was awesome. Like, I absolutely loved it. Like, I grew by leaps and bounds. One of those meets, I worked with Chad Wesley Smith, also grew by leaps and bounds with him. That's Juggernaut training. But, like, it was, like, all 4 training cycles that I went through for powerlifting were awesome. And I was like, JVB, we need to get this word out. Like, we need to get this word out to women and for women who may not necessarily consider themselves a powerlifter or consider that as a goal for themselves, which is, like, I thought I wouldn't like it. This is going to sound terrible, and I apologize in advance to all powerlifters. But I didn't really think about it as a sport. I didn't think about it as having any sort of, like, tactical, you know, strategies involved when you're at a meet. And I'm like, I was like, you know what though, I'll do one. Like, JVB had already gotten into powerlifting, and, you know, at her first meet, she said, why aren't you doing this? And I said, I don't know. Like, I'd done a push pull meet in 2010 and it was fun. Like, so just deadlift and just bench. So mm-hmm. no squat. And I'd done well, but I hadn't like captured my attention really. Like, it was just something I did because I was, you know, visiting a boyfriend in that town at that time. So this time around, we got into the meet, like, we trained up for the meet, we get to the meet, and I have this longtime friend. Her name is Jen Halverson. We played rugby together in college, stayed in touch. We did CrossFit together. We did yoga together. We tend to like pick up different pursuits and then sort of compete in them. And I know you're not supposed to compete in yoga, but we did.
How do you do that?
Well, you're like, it's with regard to like, can you do this pose? And it had a lot to do with like arm balances and things like that. Like, and I'm not very flexible, but I'm like, I can pull off some of the arm balance stuff and it's not going to be beautiful, but like I can get myself up there, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. So anyway, I ended up beating her at CrossFit. She ended up beating me at yoga. We needed something new to play, a new mm-hmm. playground. So she happened to also enter this meet. And during the course, so my focus going in was like, oh, I got to beat Helvo. So I watched what she was lifting. I beat her in the squat by quite a lot. She beat me in the bench by quite a lot. And so we went into the deadlift in a dead heat, essentially. And so like I took my attempts based on strategy, and all of a sudden I was super engaged, and I got it for the first time. And I'm not saying that everybody needs to have like this extrinsic, talk about a mouthful, motivation. But for me, like, I love competing. So it was a really fun platform to, no pun intended, to perform on. And I don't think that you have to, like, you don't have to, like, worry about beating other people. It's also, like, been really satisfying to see my numbers go up and to better my numbers with each coming meet. It's just, it's really a satisfying process. And I fell in love with powerlifting and I wanted to find a way to get the word out. So I asked JVB to write this program for everybody, and that's, voila, Unapologetically Powerful.
Well, JVB, like, for people that, I mean, it's the first time I've had you on the show. I just like to get a little background. What's your entry into this world of powerlifting and the, God, I almost hate this world, the fitness industry, but like, what's a little bit of your backstory?
Sure. So, entry into fitness was actually through Pilates in my early 20s. It was my first sort of, an exercise endeavor that I ever really attempted. Mm-hmm. And I really, really loved it. I really kind of got hooked on that feeling. It was this instant feeling of like my muscles being all right, like, let's get into this. Let's do some work. And so I ended up becoming a Pilates instructor. And that's when I discovered my love for connecting with people that are on a journey, you know, to better health, and fitness. And so, you know, we talk about how fitness and strength, like one thing always kind of leads to another. And for me, I was really, really passionate about kind of seeing what I can do next. Like that's always been my direction is what can my body do next? Now I can do this. Like, what can I do next? And as I got stronger, I ventured more into barbell training and I became a personal trainer. Like it's all like this sort of this big journey where I got into strength and became a personal trainer and got into the barbell and found Jen and Dave, you know, and basically showed up at the movement. Like I'm going to be here guys. I'm going to work here now and we're going to live together and it's going to be wonderful. And so, so I've learned so much and a lot of mentorship from Jen and Dave and just grew my strength. I mean, that really has been the question, like, what can I do now? You know, and just getting stronger and feeling more powerful and feeling more athletic. And one day David comes into the gym and he says, who wants to enter a powerlifting meet? And I've never actually, at that point, I had never competed in anything athletic. Mm-hmm. I mean, I lettered in choir and drama, but I had never competed in an athletic sport. So, but I was feeling really confident about it because I had success in strength training. And so right away I just said, yeah, okay, I'll do it. And it was me and two other of our gym members. And we entered this meet and I really fell in love with, like, my first meet was different than Jen's, like, because Jen is she comes from a more athletic background and I don't have that. So my first meet was all about like, how can I best myself? Mm-hmm. You know, how can I perform my best on the platform? And I did, like, I completely like blew my previous numbers out of the water and took home a medal and turned to Jen and said, let's do this. Like, let's keep this rolling, you know? So snagged her along with me for the ride. And now here we are.
One of the fun parts about this powerlifting, you can't call it a trend, I guess, but it has definitely, like, there's a renewed interest in powerlifting, mm-hmm. at least in Minnesota, where women especially are setting records in their entries into these meets. And we've seen that in our gym to the point that we've formed a powerlifting team. We've mm-hmm. got the movement barbell team and there are more women than men doing it. Like women that for the first time, like feel like athletes and like there, it's a new task. It's a new, something you can point yourself at and it's measurable. Like mm-hmm. you can be like, all right, here's where I am now. And here's where I can, you know, here's my goal. And so it keeps you progressing, which I think is really important over the long term from a motivational perspective.
Man, there's so many places I want to go off of that. So the first thing I want to talk about before we get into that is you guys have, what is this, day three of your launch?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So this is four, and we are the walking dead. Like, so if I say I'm saying weird things, that is why.
Well, exactly.
This is me. This is a selfish question, but what goes into, you got this product done and you have to go into launch because you put all this work into it and you kind of like, you're not done. Like you have to make sure you then put the effort in to get the word out about this stuff. So what has the last like 72 or I guess like 96 hours looked like for you guys?
Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could just like write a program and then put it up on a website and that's all you have to
Netflix,
do?
You're watching Netflix, right? You're like sitting on the couch watching Netflix and then you just wait, you know, answer an email every 30 minutes.
That would be a dream.
We have a tendency though to keep adding new aspects as mm-hmm. we get closer to the deadline because it gets more real. Like, you know, we say, okay, we're going to launch mid-December. So, you know, the program's written, the program has been through beta testing. Like this is like, you know, happening in the summer, like everything's ready to go. And then as we get closer to launch, you know, David says in this particular instance says, hey, why don't we do a hard copy book edition too? This is, I'm not lying to you, 4 fucking days before the launch. So we're spending just like round the clock hours laying this out. So I'm from a magazine background. It was the fitness editor for Experience Life for about 10 years. So I'm like, okay, here's how we're going to lay it out. We have a great art director named Martin Rittenberry. I asked one of my old magazine cronies, Jane Marinek, for some help and advice on how we can do this. So we're like, we're over at Jane's house. We're like talking to the book publishers, trying to figure out how to make this work. We're flowing it in. We're getting our first copy. There are 30 pages missing. Ah! So we send it back. It's a new file. And then on top of that, there's all the, you know, the emails that you write to mm-hmm. to tell people about the program. There's the social media, like you pull social proof, it's called. Like this, people start saying, oh my God, I love this program. Like I did the first, on our first day, Tuesday, we start getting messages from women and comments and, you know, tweets and all these different mediums saying like, I did the program today. I love how clearly it's laid out. I knew exactly what to do. I'm down. Like I can't wait for this journey. And so, you know, you take screen captures of that, you post that. So you just have to keep the chatter alive. Like you give, you know, you give affiliates what they need to know so that they can get the word out. So mm-hmm. that you're not, you try to do as much of the, again, pun intended, heavy lifting as possible so that people don't have to try to figure out what you're offering them. Like you want like a low barrier to entry. It can be a bit much. Like JVB and I were laughing this morning as we're making breakfast. Like Martin moves in every launch. He moves into our house. JVB mm-hmm. was here until midnight last night and she was back at 8 a.m. today. You know, like after she trained a client at 6, like, I mean, it's just like, this is so funny because we're all working like around the gym schedule too. We're coaching clients and then we're like, okay, what are we going to post at 7? Mm-hmm. What was I going to say? See, I lost my brain. She came back today. We're talking about social media.
Like you sound okay.
Do we?
Breakfast.
Oh, laughing during breakfast because yep. we're so sick of seeing our own faces. Like we can't wait for the launch to end because yep. like I don't want to see my picture anywhere else for a while. I don't want to talk for a while. I just want to shut the fuck up if that would be all right.
I would love to see other people talk for a little
bit. Oh my God, me too. And I got the funniest email. We've received two exceptionally funny emails during this launch. One was this woman. She had received the welcome email, like, welcome, thanks for purchasing Unapologetically Powerful. Here's where you go to get your stuff. She wrote back in all caps, I did not order this. Call me. and then we get an email like a few minutes later from her daughter saying something like, apologetically terrible customer. She said, you know, I asked my mom if I could use her credit card to buy this program. My mom said yes and then promptly forgot. So that was who emailed you. Sorry about that. It was so funny. And then the second super funny email that I got was this morning being like, could I offer you some constructive criticism? I feel like we've been getting a lot of emails from you this week. I just wrote them back and I was like, I feel like that too. And don't worry, it's almost over. And I'll see if I can leave you off the last two. But the thing is, like, this is a large slice of how we make our income. You know, like right. this is a healthy slice. So we have to do what we can do to get the word out. Cause the reality is people are super busy.
Right.
And we can do our very best to offer a ton of value, which is what like JVB and I've really, really focused on that this mm-hmm. launch. The whole team has like anything that we send out isn't just to buy this. It's also like, hey, here are some squat tips. Like here's how to like work on your form. Here's mm-hmm. how to work on your form on deadlift. Like, did you know that you should do this in bench to like, you know, whatever, like get a bigger bench. So we're always trying to give so that it's not just like take, take, take. Cause you know, I don't know that much about marketing. Like my background is honestly, it's service writing. And so that's where I feel most comfortable. Like give it away. Like that's what I'd like to do is just give everything away. But I also like to eat. So
yeah. And I think, you know, I am on the other side. Like I don't have a fitness product, but I know a lot of people that have made fitness products. And I think the big thing that, you know, people seem to forget, like, you know, when a product comes out, you get some email saying like, you know, this is what's up, you know, this is, here's a little taste of what's, you know, what this is all about. And I think sometimes people forget, like you guys have been working on this for months, if not a year, thousands of hours have gone into the production of something that's $50 and, you know, for the introductory price. And like, I think that is something that people forget. And it's like, oh man, I gotta click the check mark. Then I get to hit delete if I'm not interested. Like that's kind of like all you have to do. And you know, maybe you might want to open the email and kind of take a look because maybe you could probably use some tips on your squat and stuff like that. Because the other thing is, you know, men and women could probably use the same tips. Like if you're like, I've been reading the emails because shit, like I could use some tips on the squat. Like I don't squat much anymore, but I like to be up to date on the best ways to help correct people or give them help if they want to do what they want to do. So, it's tough.
I think that's a really good point. And we have lots of male clients. Like this stuff is not gender specific. Like this, this subject is strength training and like how to get a bigger squat, how to get a bigger deadlift. It's, you know, the bigger difference is whether you're lifting geared or not geared. And we don't even mess with geared. So like a lot of the tips like are very applicable to both genders. And the other thing is like, it's, you know, the introductory price is actually $39. Like, do you know who Ryan Karras is?
Sounds familiar.
He would be a really good guest on your podcast. Side note. He owns a gym out in Colorado. Great trainer. And he wrote me back, like, I just bought the red package, the red and gold package. That's our, like, you know, holiday shtick with it. Like, it's the one that is, like, has the hard copy, too, because it's good for a gift. And he wrote me and he's like, you're giving this stuff away, and that is crazy. And yes, we are, but we also want to make the cost low enough that, you know, that we get it into the most people's hands possible. Right. And we really pride ourselves on making it a lovely experience. Like, again, like I think it's the magazine background. Like when I started working, you know, when I went off on my own, when I started working for myself, I wanted to maintain that same standard. Like I didn't want to like film, you know, shitty dark videos and give them to people and like not have like professionally shot photography. Like I wanted to look and feel really professional. So that's like, we put a lot into it and like, it costs a lot to make this happen. So we have to keep hammering the point, like hammering the, you know, the message so that we get it into enough people's hands so that we can keep that cost down for future products.
Oh, man, I guess, man, you guys are probably going to be due for a vacation, right?
Oh my God, I can't wait. I made a hair appointment. I'm going to get a manicure and pedicure. Everything's going to happen right after this launch. We have been joking that we're unapologetically smelly because like showers are low on the list right now.
Yeah. Well,
I wrote a post last night that ended up going going pretty viral. So I thought, you know, we were going to watch Creed. We were going to go to a movie. We were like, you know what? We're going to go to the 10 o'clock show. We're going to kind of kick back. And like, then we can talk to Kevin about Creed in the morning. And what happened instead is we did not do anything like that. We kept working until midnight. And that's fine. Like that's not a complaint. Like we love our jobs and we're going to do what it takes during this launch week. And then we are going to kick back and relax because you got to have that balance.
Let's, we'll change gears for a second and I'll go back to my own questions because I feel bad if I don't give the audience a little bit something. I'm selfish the whole time. So, JVB, I want to talk to you about kind of just for women out there or men that want to start getting into powerlifting. If this is something that's kind of like intrigued them before, but they just don't know how to get their foot in the door. They just don't know where to start. Like what advice do you have for people that kind of just want to, they just need a little bit of direction.
Sure. That's actually probably, that's the best feature of our Unapologetically Powerful program is that it meets the beginning lifter. where they are. And the lifter that is interested but isn't quite certain on where to start, because we have every base covered in this program. I mean, we have two programs within it. There's a beginner program and there's an early intermediate program. Mm-hmm. We have a database of exercise videos that aren't just like, there's every single exercise that's in the program is on video. And it's not just a video of like us showing the exercise. It's us coaching the exercise. Every single exercise in the program is coached. There's also a beautiful exercise glossary with pictures of every single exercise and coaching cues clearly written out underneath. In addition to the videos, there is a how to compete manual, which actually addresses how to prep for competition, what happens in competition, you know, commands from the judges, what you need to wear, like how high your heel height on your shoes should be. According to, we compete in the USAPL Federation for the most part here in Minnesota. So that's where our rules come from, but they're under the IPF, the International Powerlifting Federation umbrella, which oversees all the federations in the United States and Europe. So, our rules are pretty legit, or they are legit. Anyway, so for the lifter that is interested in competing, I mean, this is the resource to go to because it really covers every single base.
Was that the question? Was it for interested in competing or for interested in getting interested in lifting?
No, both kind of, because I think, and that was the other thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about, or at least hit on, is like, you don't have to there's no requirements to get into a meet. You can go and sign up and compete.
Right. Right.
Nobody has to compete. You can just get strong. Like, if you're asking like how to make strength an approachable proposition, JVB is awesome at that. Like, I'd love to hear JVB, like how you handle our newbies at the gym. Like, cause JVB handles all of our intro sessions.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, I want to hear about how you bridge the gap when they come in.
When they come in
looking to learn to lift. Like, where do you start?
Sure. Sure. I mean, it's basically all about meeting a lifter where they're at. And we've noticed this really interesting trend, you know, because it used to be that women came in looking for fat loss, you know, and looking to
like 100% of the time.
I saw a magazine with a cover that said, how do I get my butt smaller?
Butt. Oh my God.
Yeah, exactly. And Jen and I were just talking about this morning about this trend. And because I'm the one that whenever anybody wants to, that are interested in joining the gym, they meet with me first. Mm-hmm. And I always ask them like, what brings you here? What, you know, what is getting you started on your journey? And it used to be all about fat loss with women. And now, and I think it must be the energy that we're putting out is coming back to us, because now women are coming in and they're like, I want to get strong. You know, I want to get the Michelle Obama arms, and I want shapely legs and, you know, big butts and whatever. And so, it's really an interesting trend that we're seeing, and it's wonderful, you know, that goals are becoming less, even when a woman comes in with these aesthetic based goals, you can hit that with strength, and eventually that changes where the goals become less aesthetic and more performance based.
The other thing is you ease people into different types of training. Like, we're not going to throw somebody under a barbell the first day. We're not going to have them touch the barbell on the first day. You got to be reasonable with your progressions. And as people start getting stronger, as men and women start getting stronger, they tend to start getting more curious about the other types of movements. And they start going like, I want to be able to do that. And then we move. As soon as their bodies are capable of progressing, that's when we go.
Exactly.
Hey guys, I'm going to try to do an advertisement while we are recording this show. And it's not really an advertisement. This is, and maybe you guys can help me out if you have any suggestions for what people can pick up on the biggest store in the world. But so here's the deal. Like, I know there's some people out there that either, you know, aren't in the position to help support the show through patreon.com/thefitcast. We have like 260 people that do, and you guys kick ass. You help me set aside the time and put the cost together to produce this show every single week, so the show continues to be free for everyone out there. And, you know, there are other options. And one of the big things that was suggested, and I've kind of played around with in a while, the last like, you know, a couple months, is Amazon, because like I buy probably like 80% of the stuff that comes into my house is from Amazon.com, and that's like from TVs to toilet paper. I just got a Sonicare toothbrush. I forgot who recommended that to me. Someone recommended a Sonicare toothbrush. Man, who was it? Was Georgia Dow, who you're going to hear after this episode, but we recorded a couple weeks ago. Anyways, there's so many things that you can get on there, and you can help out the FitCast. You can help me, put these shows together, set aside the time, and pay for the bandwidth and all that by going to thefitcast.com/Amazon. That is like an affiliate link to go to Amazon.com, where they'll kick back like 1-4% of the purchase price to my FitCast account, and you still get the same great deals. You still get the same great free shipping. You still get all the great perks that you would get from Amazon.com. All that you're doing is saying, Amazon, I'm going to, have you make less money, and instead I'm going to help support the FitCast. So it is literally just one extra click and go to FitCast.com/Amazon or go to the website. There's a FitCast Amazon tab on the upper right-hand corner, and you just click on that tab before you make like your purchases for the holidays or for whatever, and they'll kick a little bit back to me to support the show. So it's another way for you to help support the show. But, as always, it's free. So if you don't want to, if you just want to be, oh, I hate that Larrabee guy, I don't want to support the show, just don't make that extra click. But I appreciate everyone that does go out there and does it. So this is going to come out before the holidays. It's going to be very close. But do you guys have... what's a holiday gift under $30 that someone could get on Amazon.com and use that affiliate link to help out Mr. Larrabee?
I have two suggestions. One, I get all my candles from Amazon, or a lot of my candles from Amazon, because I'm in the middle of quite an expensive candle habit right now where
like
I want
a scented candle.
I want like four blazing up at every moment of the day.
What brand are you? Are you a Yankee Candle person?
No, I'm not a Yankee Candle.
Wow.
That's
the only brand I know.
It's a little heavy-handed, in my opinion, the Yankee Candle. Like, have you ever been in the store? You about fall over. No, I'm on Patty Wax lately. Like, that's my new candle right now. So Amazon Prime is the best way that I've found to get those. The other thing or to get cheaper ones, because Patty Wax is a little pricey too. So I just need some fire all over the place. So it doesn't all have to be the super expensive brands. The other thing I would recommend is merino wool socks on Amazon. And this is going to make a lot more sense if you are a Patreon supporter and you're listening to the after episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Socks are good. JVB, you got anything?
Do you know that I have been so wrapped up in this program and the launch, like I actually have no idea what I'm getting anybody for Christmas this year.
Oh my God, a squatty
really terrible
squatty potty for $28.
Okay, I've seen the squatty potty.
Oh my God, we have one in every room of our house. They're great.
It's definitely a
what's up with the silence,
Jen?
What's up with the silence?
Okay, so sure, we'll get into this. we'll make this part of the ad. So, I've tried using one of those, but it was like a makeshift one. I used like a cardboard box to get. I know it's not not the same thing, but it was just starting with doing a little feet elevated, making it more of a squat when you're doing a number two.
Yeah,
and I guess we can say the word poop on here. So.
I've been spraying my face off. Are we not supposed to? I thought we could on this podcast.
No, we can. We can say whatever. I'm just kidding. So,
phew.
What benefits are you seeing from it?
Listen,
it's uncomfortable to talk about poop.
I know. I don't even like talking about poop. I'm not sure why. I love talking about squatty potties, but I don't want to talk about poop. That's not very. I do understand that the two are related. So the idea behind the squatty potty is that your feet are elevated and you are in more of a squat position, which makes your colon a more like it's more of a straight shot out, so that you're not like straining if that's right. A problem that you have. It's more of a straight sort of poop shoot situation. I think that their humor value is so high that I've got two for people for this Christmas on Amazon, actually.
Because I'm doing some research right now. That's not bad. I mean, they're $30.
Exactly.
It's not the end of the world.
It's an excellent gift. It's an excellent conversation piece for guests who are over, for staying over, or just visiting. What the hell is in your bathroom? Mm-hmm. And like I, anecdotally, like I've gotten a lot of positive feedback about them.
Hey, they're still, you know, I you know, travel a little bit for work. I know you guys travel a little bit. There's still countries where you go and the toilets are literally on the floor and you squat down to poop. So,
oh my God, that's such a bad, that's a little, that's actually beyond. Yes, there are those. I was on a hike in Ecuador last November and it was straight up hole in the floor. And I was like, okay.
Like, what if you fall down?
I know, that's just, I don't know if I've got, like my mobility, like I need to work on my mobility a little more to make that.
Do some like toe touch squat to stands before you go on the hike, just so you make sure when you got to go, you got that, you know, you got the depth.
You have to do some mobility work before you, before you go potty.
I mean, that's important. Like I have intestinal issues. Like documented. It's like free thing, basically. I won't get into the description of it, but it's basically my large intestine dries everything out because things move slower than they should. My large intestine doesn't really work. So,
I got
over the counter stuff, this Miralax stuff, which is just the cat's pajamas.
Okay.
It is just ever since I've been using that the last like year and a half or so, it's like I'm a regular person and it's great.
I am so happy for you. That's important. I mean, poop. I know we don't want to talk about it, but it's important.
Everybody poops. I'm happy that it's going well for you.
Yeah, and like the worst thing is, you know, coaching while constipated. God.
Oh
not a huge blast. So, that's my sharing for today.
You know what the best part of this conversation is? Is that somebody requested us to talk about this very topic on Twitter. So we're just giving him what he wanted. You're welcome, everyone.
How are you guys doing on time? You have like, you want like 10 minutes?
Yeah, we can do 10 minutes.
Okay. So,
and then we've got to reassume the social media blitz. So
that's good. Good luck. geez. All right. So, there's a couple more things I want to talk to you guys about. One is, you know, the experience at your gym, because I have seen quite a bit of posts where you guys do have like a great community there for these powerlift meets. It's really kind of like a group effort where everyone gets together. And kind of the thing that I was trying to get to the last question before the Amazon stuff is how great in terms of community building it can be to be like, all right, we're all going to sign up for this powerlifting meet. You don't have to place first. Like,
no,
it's about seeing like if you can add, you know, 10 pounds to your deadlift or to your bench press or whatever. So I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about how you guys set that stuff up there.
So we're actually coaching a meet tomorrow morning. It's so rewarding. It's so fun. Neither of us are participating in this in the next one. We've looped all the coaches in the gym on this so that, you know, if some of the coaches want to, some of the gym coaches want to participate, then the members are still covered. But tomorrow, like, it's all coaches, like none of us are actually competing. So it's all members. It's a select side. It's an invite only meet. So we've got three lifters who said yes to this, to this meet. And every one of them, I don't think saw this powerlifting thing coming. It's been entirely word of mouth. We haven't tried to sell it at all. Like, it has been simply like, hey, we have this powerlifting team. If you're interested in joining, you know, let us know. You guys will be following a different program track than the rest. Like, because the way we run our classes is we do warm up and mobility, and then we do some strict strength work, like some supersets, some tri-sets, big movements, and then we finish up with a lift weights faster workout, a little bit of a conditioning finisher right at the very end. Now, the powerlifting program, it's similar in theory. Like in practice, they may drop some of the lift weights faster, although some of them keep that. It depends on your goals. It depends on if you want, you know, how you want to end your workout. We have specific lift weights faster workouts that are designed to support the powerlifting program. And like, actually we included that in the Unapologetically Powerful program, is like, if you want lift weights faster specifically for powerlifting, there's are all brand new workouts for that too. In the gym, same sort of deal. So those guys are following a totally different program that has, that includes a lot more intensity, meaning weight on the bar. And then they're periodized to peak for their meets. So it's just a lot, it's a lot more specific. Like we have different, you know, themes for the, for our general members who aren't powerlifters, but then our powerlifters are, as you have to be with any sport, much more specific. Mm-hmm. And the interest just has grown really naturally. Like people have been like, yep, I think I'll try that. Now we have people who come in and they've never lifted a weight before, and 3 months later, they're competing in powerlifting. Just like we had one, I love this story. We had one twin. She, one of the, like, identical twin, she joins the gym, and because she wanted to lord it over her other twin and be the stronger twin, she decided to compete in powerlifting. So
perfect.
3 months later, she's on. Like, it's just a really approachable sport. It's actually not very scary. It looks kind of scary, sounds kind of scary. And then you do it and you're like, oh, okay, not scary. You do 3 squats, 3 bench press attempts, and 3 deadlifts. I mean, it's 9 reps on the day. Like, it's actually, you do so much more in any regular lifting session. It's like, you're fine. And as soon as people get that, as soon as people experience that, they're like, oh, like, I can succeed at this. Like, I can totally do this. I love how accessible it is for just about any level of fitness.
And it seems like it would be, it you know, I guess if you were kind of looking at it in the negative side, like, you know, what if I don't place or something like that? But
who cares?
Yeah, exactly. But it seems like the way that you guys have put it together, and, you know, what I follow from you guys putting stuff on Facebook and stuff, like it is just an overwhelmingly positive experience, mm-hmm. no matter what. And just really displays what other facilities should be doing in terms of community building. It might not be a powerlifting meet, but it might be like, I don't know, like a 5K or something like mm-hmm. that, just something to get the people together to just like be able, like just be outside of the gym or do something together. Right. Like to
totally.
Something.
We have, so we, you know, we do gym happy. Sorry, JVB. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to touch on that point, like our powerlifting team, we call ourselves a team green because of our, our bright green singlets. And it's really funny, like how we show up to meets, and it's like this big green amoeba of people, you know? And so we have all of our lifters in the green, and then we have all of our members come up and they're all in their movement green t-shirts and sweatshirts and things. And it's really something that, it's really something beautiful to be a part of, how we all show up for each other at the gym.
Love it. I think we're running out of time though. So.
Oh no, that's good. Oh, that's a great note to end on.
Yeah. So, as we are recording this right now, stuff is going on. Like, you guys are in the lounge, but we're going to do something a little bit special for the FitCast audience, you know, because this is going to be coming out after, you know, the introductory promotional price. So, those details will be in the show notes at thefitcast.com. And that way, if you are interested in picking it up, and damn, you should be. Like, seriously, the amount of information that you can get today for, and I don't mind if I step back a little bit, but, you know, I swear to God, like 3 or 4 emails a day of like, oh man, like PR, this person is coming out with this. Like, do you want to check this out? Do you want to have this person on the show? And it's like, I avoid having, you know, people on the show whose stuff I don't believe in, and you guys are putting together outstanding stuff that is important for this industry and hitting, like you guys said, on a, like really on something that has not been touched on, and people that have not been supporting women that want to do powerlifting stuff, and just anyone that wants to get into powerlifting in general, like a go-to guide for that stuff. So, it's got my seal of approval. You guys always bring it, and people should definitely check it out. And anything else that you guys have coming up? I mean, you just finished Unapologetically Powerful, and now hopefully you're going to chill out for a little bit.
I'm going to take a few days to chill out. And then I'm rebranding as unapologeticallystrong.com instead of jensinclair.com. It's been in the works for a good year, and the website is designed, but I need to write all the copy that goes on the website. So that's it. And it's a big project, and that needs to happen probably by Christmas.
All right.
Well,
that works. JVB, how about for you?
I am going to take a really long nap after this and get a manicure. So.
Oh, so you got crazy holiday plans coming up?
Lots of family. Lots of family, some travel.
That's
just
important.
Family, but that's about it.
Well, I hope you guys all go out and buy a squatty potty at thickass.com/Amazon. And you know what? If you do, you have 30 days. You know, but how do they do that? If you return a squatty potty, like it, once it's in the bathroom, it's flagged, right?
I don't know.
I mean,
they can tell. It's like in Seinfeld when he brought the book back.
Put it in the toilet?
Well, you don't put it in the toilet, but you know, it doesn't like there isn't a force field around your toilet. Like stuff bounces out of it. It's why we have to clean the floors of our bathroom.
You know, we couldn't have just ended on that like beautiful note. Right. You actually made me like tear up when you were talking about how you choose to support certain projects and not others. And I'm crying. And now we're back to.
We have to balance things out. And like I said, God, I wish I could. I wish I could just share these emails that I get. And like these products are coming, like what are you guys doing? Like just save the typing or don't even like, especially if it's like, it looks like you're just blasting it out to thefitcast.com. We would love to put a, anyways, that's going to do it for this episode. Don't forget that you can check out the show on iTunes. You can subscribe on there. If you enjoy the show, I would love if you submit a review. It helps with the iTunes algorithms to bump the podcast up in the ratings and help make sure that good information is getting out there to people that might just be browsing the iTunes podcast marketplace. And as I mentioned before, you can go to patreon.com/thefitcast. You can start supporting the show at $1 per episode. That's $4 a month. And you can do more than that if you want to help support the show. But, you know, $1 a month is going to get you access to all that extra content, like us talking about, oh, man, men and women need to listen to this next segment at the end of this show. It is going to be worth the dollar to just hear that 15 minutes, I promise you. And also, you get access to the shows at least 1 week early. So you get that stuff a week early. You get the bonus stuff. And really all it is just saying, hey, you know what? I think this show is worth the production that, you know, that I put into it and it's worth supporting so I can continue to do this stuff. And we've had like a $40 drop off in the Patreon support the last couple of weeks and it's still going good. But you know, maybe people out there that haven't supported the show through Patreon or other forms, maybe you can step up for some of the other people that need to step down and help out as well. And we have to mention that, damn, if you guys aren't following JVB and Jen Sinclair on Twitter and other social media stuff, you got to get on that. And Jen is just at Jen Sinclair on Twitter. And JVB is at JVB Fitness on Twitter.
Fit. JVB Fit. Yep.
I'm sorry. So you got the shorter thing. I like that because it saves keystrokes and all that stuff. So it is at JVB Fit. And I'll throw those in the show notes. So just in case if you don't have the memory to hold on to those six characters, we can always do that later. And of course, the product is unapologetically powerful.
Good
and
job.
Where's the best place for people to get that? Again, you know, they might be in a situation where they're listening to this way after the fact. The FitCast deal is not going on anymore. Where's the best place for people to go for that?
Well, if they don't use your special link, if they can't find your special link, which I hope they can under the show notes, the best place you can go is unapologeticallypowerful.com.
Simple. Mm-hmm. Love it. All right. That's going to do it because I have to now go to Providence, Rhode Island, and you guys need to go and do some social media stuff and get back to the computer. I hope you can shower today, though.
Thank you. I have high hopes.
Be positive, you know?
Yeah, I am. I'm ready.
All right. Well, Jen Sinclair, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having us on. This was as fun as it always is.
And JVB, great to meet you. And thank you for coming on and sharing some awesome information.
Thank you.
All right, guys, stick around. If you're a Patreon supporter, you're going to get an extra 15 minutes hearing us talk about I don't even want to talk about it on this. You should really just stick around and listen to it for you 260 or some odd people that are supporting the show through Patreon. Oh, my God. It gets interesting. We'll see you next time.